Hello? Who's there? Show yourself. No! No! Get off me!
Hello?
Mr. Gray speaking. Who's calling at this hour?
Hello, my name is Brown. Mr. Brown, I would like to report a murder.
AKH Podcasts presents Stains, written and produced by Amy Kubrick-Howe.
Brown, is it working?
Yes, I do believe so, sir. But if I could just...
Thank you, Mr. Brown. That'll be all.
No, sir. Please, I think...
Brown, I'm trying to do a recording. Now go make yourself useful and get our guest a drink. As I was saying, hello. My name is Detective Gray. It is the 3rd of October, 1968, and I am currently the Chief of Detective in charge of this investigation. There has been a murder. Mr. Matthew Scarlett was tragically murdered last week while at his residence in his estate in Surrey. Mr. Scarlett was found sprawled on his desk with a knife in his back. A dinner party was being held at the house that night, and 7 people were present on the estate at the time. That's where I, the best detective in England, as many have described me, come in. Today, we have 7 suspects, 1 murder, and no clues as to whom committed such an act. So today, the truth will be revealed. Right, Brown, bring in our first suspect. Miss Natasha Scarlett, the widow of the victim.
Ladies first.
Bonjour, Mr. Detective.
We meet again, Miss Scarlett. How are you doing today?
No small talk. Let's get this ratchet thing over and done with so I can escape this hellhole. All these dingy rooms are giving me an awful headache.
So, Miss Scarlett, what were you doing on the night of your husband's murder?
Let me recall. I was in my house getting ready for the festivities. You know, because we were having a party that night.
Yes, a dinner party, I gather. So, you were the host?
Oh, no, I was not the host. I was never allowed. It was always Matthew's party and Matthew's friends, never mine. He was the one who organized, and I was always the help. His little wife that would cook and clean and laugh along. Ha, if you could see me now.
What do you mean?
Well, Bernardo, of course.
Enlighten me.
Bernardo throws me huge parties, enough for thousands of guests, and they're all mine. My friends, my party.
Your tea, madam. Just how you like it.
Not now, Brown.
No, it's fine, Mr. Detective. Brown is an old friend of mine, aren't you, Mr. Brown? In fact, if I recall correctly, he was with Matthew at the dinner party when...
Ha ha ha! Yes, Detective. Scarlett and I are very close.
I am very sorry for the disruption, Miss Scarlett. Mr. Brown, please give Miss Scarlett her tea and be on your way.
I am very sorry for your loss, Natasha. If you ever need someone to talk to...
Brown!
Sorry, sir.
So, back to the interview. You and Bernardo. You are.
Oh, we were. Even when Matthew was around. Yes, I cheated on my husband, but that's not why you're here, is it?
No, I suppose not. So, you were with Bernardo on the night of the party?
Yes, I was with him. We were together for half of the night. The guests arrived around 9, and Bernie and I were in the study drinking until 11.
Drinking? Is that all?
Oh, detective, I like how you talk. But no, if that's what you think, then no. Never in Matthew's house.
Did anything suspicious happen during the party?
No, nothing unusual. Matt was playing poker with some of the guests, and then at around 12, he went up to bed.
So by 12, all the guests had gone?
No, but he said he was tired and needed a rest. I was to tend to the guests and clear up. Peacock helped me clean the house and then slept over with me in Matt and I's room. Matt wasn't there. He was sleeping in his study to get away from the noise of the party.
Any other information you may have forgotten to enclose in your statement, Natasha?
No, Tom. No. Well, now this is all done. May I invite you for a drink later?
Sorry, Natasha. I'm not exactly sure that... Miss Scarlet, it would be inappropriate. Unprofessional.
That's what they all say.
So, sir, any news?
Jesus, Brown, you scared me!
I wouldn't go for a drink with her, sir. She has her interests elsewhere. She probably only asked you out because she's trying to get on the good side of you so you won't find out.
Find out what?
Well, isn't it obvious? She's the murderer, sir. She is. So maybe just be safe. I should take your place and go for a drink with her instead. Just in case I can find out some top secret information.
Just get me my coffee, Brown.
Suspect 2. Jonathan Green. The Reverend.
Hello.
Hello, Reverend. So, shall we jump right in?
Let me just pray.
Reverend, I don't think that we have time.
Sacrifice us to Satan. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Okay, let's begin.
Yes, let's.
So, did you see anything suspicious at the dinner party on the night of Matthew Scarlett's murder? Where were you?
Nothing suspicious happens on my watch. Well, almost nothing. And I was in the library reading a book.
What book?
The Bible.
Right. And who did you see at the party?
Apart from Satan, everyone.
What did you say?
Nothing.
Is there anything you can help me with? Any clues?
Well, there was someone.
Your coffee!
Brown! What did I tell you about interrupting?
Sorry, sir, but here's your coffee.
Sugar?
Yes.
Milk?
Who even has milk and coffee?
What did you say, Brown?
Yes, of course. Let me put milk in it now. Thanks, sir. Sorry, sir.
Miss White. Miss White. Miss White!
Oh, sorry, dear. My hearing's bad.
No worries. All the others have already said where they were on the night of the party. So, where were you?
I remember in my day, parties were so much simpler, so much less noise, and the gowns were fabulous, and the music, and the food. Oh, I could have danced all night to that trombone.
Please answer the question, Miss White.
I was only 17. My first party. Oh, the happy memories. Dancing through the night. The night. Oh, yes, the night. That dreadful night. So sad that Matthew passed, isn't it? Although he wasn't such a pleasant man, he found a way to lighten up parties. That was his speciality. Lightening things up. He was an electrician, you know. Like my Albert in the war, an electrician. Good with the wires and sockets and electricity.
Ma'am, I'm not sure these stories are completely relevant to the question I asked.
Okay, dear. You want to know where I was? Well, I was walking around enjoying the lovely scene. I do love parties and food. So I was walking around and I saw Matt. Yes, I saw Matt. Yes, yes. He was playing poker. Strange. I could have sworn he was playing it all by himself. No, there was another man. He was playing poker with Matthew. I remember poker. Albert used to play it all the time in the war. Did I mention Albert was very clever? He was an electrician, you know. An electrician?
Wait. The man with Matthew. What did he look like exactly?
Well, I can hardly recall much, sweetie. But he was...
Milk, sir!
I swear to God, Brown, one more time and I'll kill you!
Sir, I'm sorry, sir. Pardon me, sir. Here's your coffee, sir. Here, sir.
Thank you. Sorry, I just
No, sir. It's all me. I shouldn't have interrupted you like that. Sorry.
Wait a second there, young man with the coffee. You look familiar.
People usually think I look like people. Okay, better dash.
Oh no! Oh no! The tape!
Yes, sir. I want to tell you at the beginning. It's a faulty tape machine. Could break any second. All the interviews, gone.
No! God no, Brown! This is all your fault!
Hello?
How's the investigation going?
Oh, great. Just great.
I want this murder wrapped up by the end of the day. You hear me?
Uh-oh.
Brown, get me a different copy. This one smells like sewage.
So, we found another tape recorder. Well, Brown found it up in the attic with the old police files. I don't know how long it'll last, but I checked over the recordings from the last tape machine, and luckily, they were recoverable. Anyways, since I don't know how long this recorder will last, I have asked two suspects to do their interviews simultaneously. Hopefully, they won't be too much to handle. We'll see. Professor and Colonel, you may begin.
Well, hi. I mean, hello. Wait, what do I say again?
Hello, my name's Colonel Mustard. Former soldier and general in the war. No chatter, let's get on with the interview, please.
Well, I would like to ask you both...
I didn't commit this crime, if that's what you're going to ask. I'm a soldier, a general. We have far more morals than ordinary folk, you know. I was in a proper war.
I didn't either, if that's, what you want to know. As academics, we don't kill, and even if we did, we wouldn't get caught. So I guess that's what I'm saying is, I didn't kill him. But if I did, then I wouldn't get caught, so...
Gentlemen, quieten down. This isn't a coffee morning. I want to ask you where you were.
When?
Yes, when?
On the night of the murder.
I was in the library with the Reverend. He was reading some sort of book about satanic rituals. I thought it was strange, but then again, it's none of my business.
Can you tell me what book you were reading?
The Complete Works of Shakespeare, sir.
Ha! You were reading at a party. How pathetic. I was in a war, you know. Back in my day, you didn't hide behind books. You fought your country.
Oh, really? You want to call me pathetic?
Oh, God. Okay, so, Plum. You were in the library, and Mustard, you were...
Well, in the lounge, of course. I was playing cards with that angry woman. She reminded me of one of the women married to a friend from the war. I was in the war, you know.
Miss Peacock?
Ah, yes, that's her name. You know, I can't remember names nowadays. After the war, names became a blur, and I can't tell one person from the next. No clue why. Did I tell you I was a general?
In the war! Yes. Yes, we know. My cousin is in the army, actually. You may know each other. What war was it that you fought in again?
Oh, anyways, so are we both clear now, Detective? Can we leave?
What war, Colonel?
It was a war in the East.
But that was the...
Oh, gosh.
I don't want to return to my past, okay?
Thousands of people died in that war because of a mistake made by a
general. I said drop it.
Oh, dear Colonel. Looks like your no-killing policy just went down the drain.
No, I would never. The war was an accident. And I pay for that accident every single day. Everything reminds me of it, of what I did. Do you know what it's like having hundreds of people's lives in your hands? And every day you feel the guilt of their deaths and their weeping families and the scared look in their eyes as you send them to their doom, choking on you like a noose around your neck until you can't breathe and you can't see and everything goes black and then you don't see anything. Why would I ever, ever put that on myself again?
Okay, that's all, gentlemen.
Here's your coffee, sir.
Thanks, Brown. Hopefully it doesn't smell this time.
Ah, how what is that, Brown?
Coffee, sir. Just coffee.
Well, I'm done with your coffees. Just get me a water, Brown.
Whatever you say, boss. Sorry, thanks. Sorry, sir.
Hello, Miss Peacock.
Get out of my seat.
I was sitting here first.
What was that?
Nothing, ma'am. Nothing. Here, have my seat.
Good.
So, Miss Peacock, your 14 previous husbands, they had very mysterious deaths, don't you think?
15.
Excuse me?
15 husbands, not 14.
Glad to see you're keeping count.
I'm sure you are. And if you're after a confession about Matthew's death, then you're asking me about the wrong murder.
Other investigations can be arranged.
Yes, and so can other detectives.
Funny.
For half the evening, I was with the Colonel, and the other half, I was with Bernardo.
Okay, and why were you with Bernardo?
Well, before you ask, no, I wasn't doing anything with him. I just wanted to talk. The Colonel just goes on about the war for hours. It's quite boring indeed. After talking to Bernardo, I went to help Natasha clean up the house. Oh, by the way, your suit is the most disgusting thing I've seen all day.
Hello, Bernardo.
Hey, baby girl. What's going on?
I've been waiting to talk to you.
Everyone always is.
So, you were with Peacock and Scarlet on the night of the murder?
The ladies love me, yes.
No, Bernardo. Oh, goodness me. Do you even know why you're here?
Yes, indeed I do. I'm here for the ladies.
Do you even know who I am?
You're Detective Thomas Gray from 13 Left Avenue Street, London. Your favourite food is tacos and you're pretty lonely. Only maybe two friends, including that guy over there with the funny shirt.
Brown is not my friend, first of all.
What a shame.
What is?
That you like tacos. I expected better from you.
Okay, I'm done with you.
You'll come running back. They always do.
Sir, here, your tea.
I asked for water, Brown.
Any ideas who it is?
Can't be sure yet. Can you please gather everyone in my office? I have an announcement to make.
Of course, sir. Right away. Are you not going to drink your tea?
Maybe later. Thank you, Brown.
Steamy, creamy, dreamy. Three words to describe our amazing Yorkshire tea. This quality beverage is produced in the heart of Southwest Northeast, insert country name. Our tea is guaranteed to give you the boost you need for the day. Not only this, but it is great for pouring on people's heads when they get annoying. Buy your Yorkshire tea today from www.teabyme.co.uk.
Everyone, I have gathered you here today to witness history. With my amazing skills as a detective, this case was easy. It just involves deducting. Deductions. Desolation? Darn it! What's the word?
Deduction, sir.
Deduction! Exactly! I knew it. No need to try and be clever, Brown.
But sir, you asked me...
Shut up. Right. As I was saying, it must be one of you.
Not me, I swear.
Or me.
It can't be Plum. I double-checked the timings that everyone left, and Plum left at 11:30, meaning that he couldn't have killed Matthew, as he was still alive at this time.
Yes! See, I told you.
Shut up, Plum!
Bernardo was occupied the whole night until 1 o'clock when he left Peacock and went home.
I may not be guilty of murder, but I'm guilty of the crime of love! Scarlet, will you marry me?
Be quiet, Bernardo.
But I love her!
No one cares. Anyways, it's not Bernardo or Plum. It's not Peacock, as even though she stayed the night at the house, she spent the night with Scarlet, cleaning up the kitchen and billiard room from the mess of the party. This, therefore, also rules out Miss Scarlet. Even with her deep hatred for Matthew, she was up till the crack of dawn cleaning his house. I didn't go to check on him until 8 o'clock in the morning, when she found him dead and called the police.
Told you it wasn't me, detective.
Even with Mustard's strength from the army and massacre in a war he commanded, I believe that he did not commit this crime. He would have no reason to do so, and he is already haunted by the ghosts of his past, so adding to this would not benefit him in any way.
Ha! I told you, idiot!
I mean, quite right.
And then there were two. Two very annoying, unhelpful suspects. White was first on the list, and after meeting her, she can barely remember what day it is, let alone how to plot a murder. I obviously still did my research anyway, and she returned home at 10, after realising the food was trash, and her husband, who died in the war 100 years ago, did not attend.
Oh no.
Yes, Green. It does look pretty bad for you, doesn't it? One crime, one murderer, one person in this room. But funnily enough, Green, you are innocent. He was in the library until 11, when multiple witnesses saw him walk out the door. He may be in a cult, but he did not kill Matthew Scarlett. Well, it seems like a dead end. Either I have got it wrong, which is extremely unlikely, seeing as I am amazing, or it really was none of you. Did any of you call me up to appoint me as the detective on this case? I thought not. The person who killed Matthew called me that night and reported the murder. This person wanted to be as close to the case as they could so they wouldn't be found out. Who was seen by Mrs. White in the billiard room? Who was seen playing poker with Matthew? Who is the one person in this room who could have a motive to kill Matthew? Well, there was one person who was jealous of Miss Scarlett and I today. There was one person who was so jealous of Miss Scarlett and her husband that they wanted to kill Matt to finally be with Scarlett. There was one person who I hadn't suspected. Lucky I didn't drink that tea, A. Brown.
But I don't know what you mean, sir.
Drop the act, Brown. I had suspicions about you from the start, and now I know. That tea was poisoned, wasn't it?
Natasha, I've loved you from the start. I did this all for you, if you just let me.
Get off me, you disgusting, murdering psychopath. I never want to see you again, unless it's behind bars.
So, that's that. Brown was the murderer all along. Who would have guessed it? And justice is restored, all thanks to my incredible detective skills. I'll be taking a break from being a detective for a while. I want to focus on my songwriting. I have a few hit singles coming out, I can feel it. But yes, no more tea murderers for me. Whoever hears these recordings, I would like to say thank you for listening. And here is my first single. I hope you enjoy it.
Hit it, Brown. I said hit it! Brown! Oh, whoa, yes. Oh, whoa,
break it down.
Oh, whoa, yeah. I know you love me. I know you.
Due to reasons we shall not disclose, this music has been deemed inappropriate and dangerous for listeners' ears. But, for some good news, we've recorded a cast interview for you to listen to. We shall play that now.
Hello, and welcome to the Stains interview. Today I'm going to be interviewing the cast of Stains, the radio play. Hey guys, nice to see you again.
Hi.
Okay, can you please just can we go around the table and everyone introduce what characters they played?
My name is Tommy and I play Brown.
My name is Alice and I play Scarlet and Peacock.
I'm Isla, I play Plum, the boss. Okay, and the other guy.
My name is Lila. I play Bernardo and the Colonel Mustard.
And my name's Daisy, and I play Mrs. White and Reverend Green. Reverend Green.
Hi, my name's Amy, and I'm the writer, and I also played the detective. First question: who's the most like their character?
Me,
Alice.
Green.
Alice.
Oh, Daisy.
I say Daisy.
Actually, Daisy.
Well,
I've got two.
Daisy's definitely.
She's like Daisy,
green and white.
Like the evil.
And
face.
Then Alice is definitely Scarlet.
Yeah. Alice not.
No, well, I'm for one not a murderer. So.
Yeah.
Okay, second question. Who's your favourite character from the whole of this? Like, it doesn't have to be your own character, it can be someone else's character.
Probably Green, because
he's quite funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say Green too.
Same, Green is my favourite. Yeah.
I think we had the most fun doing it for Green.
I literally love Green, yeah.
He's I couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah.
We had a lot of bloopers from filming Daisy's Green.
Such an icon.
Wow. Who was everyone's favourite person to work with in this?
I think we all love working with Daisy.
Yeah,
Daisy.
Well, I would say myself.
Yeah, I'd say myself because, like, I think I'm just such a cool person.
I think we just need to appreciate who put it all together and, like, you know, they took the time to.
Yeah, I think let's take so a second to talk about the typos.
And someone else. And all the comments.
To create the idea.
The
punctuation.
Like, and Matt spelled M-A-T.
Oh, God.
The punctuation was awful.
This is dyslexia phobia.
Cornell spelled.
We do not support ableism in this media.
I'm joking.
Media.
You're
waiting to see. We support you.
It was good for me, wasn't it? Yeah. What's your favourite line from the whole show?
A Bible.
I think this coffee tastes like sewage.
Wait, go around. Okay, Tommy, what's your favourite line? Quick fire.
I like the Satan line because Satanism.
What, like every line of Greens?
I just like...
Any line of Satan in it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
My favourite line was this coffee tastes like sewage.
My favourite line was the Matt one because whenever I had that, we had like, a joke at the start and I was like laughing the whole time.
Thank you for listening to Stains, a radio play. Written and produced by Amy Howe. Starring Lila Howe, Alice Turner, Isla Granger, Daisy Dimbleby, and Thomas Mitchell. Thank you so much for listening, and if you want to stop listening now, then you can, but there's some bloopers coming up, so yeah, here they are.
Hello? Who's there? Show yourself.
Lila!
What?
What are you doing? You can't just move your chair in the middle of someone's
I vote to make bloopers.
Okay, ready? Three.
Lila, no, stop.
Just
moving
stay
around.
Still.
Just stay still.
In the floor.
No, I'll punch you in the head. No, stop it. Don't lean on the table.
Sorry.
So Lila, can you stop resting stuff on the table because you can hear
I'm
it.
Not resting
the microphone is if you Lila, haven't seen a microphone before guys floor, you can hear stuff that goes on the table because the microphone is on the table. Oh my god, Lila, you're such an attention seeker. You're literally me.
I'm not doing anything.
And I was in the library reading.
Daisy
was so bad.
It's so good. It's so good. She's perfect for the role.
So I was walking around and I saw man. Okay, dear. You want to know where I was? Well, I was walking around enjoying the lovely scene. I do love parties and food. So I was walking around and I saw.
Daisy!
I can't, okay, sorry.
I saw Matt.
I was walking around and I saw Matt. Yes, I saw.
Daisy!
El Mail!
Okay, go.
Welcome to the Bloopers, guys, with Daisy the Wait, just give me a scoop to red.
Yeah, I know, thank you. Red. Yeah, guys, actually, okay, guys, yeah. We're not, we, like, I don't have an infinite amount of space.
It's like, just do it now.
Just do it, no one cares. 3, 2, 1, go.
Ha ha ha. Yes, Detective Brown, there's a bloody comma again.
Sorry. The punctuation is not
it. It's so annoying, right?
It is.
Yes, I was with him. We were together for half.
We try that again. Go from the beginning because
Lila. People keep moving on their chairs. And
yeah, Lila, can you actually not? Can you go and sit on the floor?
No,
it's actually,
I'm not.
No, no, because you keep banging the table and stuff.
I barely. It was an accident.
Go on the floor.
It was an accident. I'll be quiet.
My shoes are coming out.
It's not my fault. The chair is loud.
Guys,
I literally.
No, can we just keep on running through it because it's actually going to get annoying otherwise? Can you just not? Yeah, literally. Okay, and. Why may I ask, were you with Why may I ask? And why may I ask, were you with Bernardo? And why may I ask? Okay, and why were you with Bernardo?
I hate you.
Yeah, obviously, I'm not gonna do it. Go on. Okay, carry on. I have a few hit singles coming out. I can.
Shut up!
Oh, of course, that's something you.
Oh no!
I'm a viewer. Just being secret by just your
master.
Amy's version.
Secret safe with
you. And him. And everyone else who knows. That's a wrap.